Is your WordPress site fast? Get a detailed report of just how fast your WordPress site is and easy steps you can take to make it faster. Go to wpengine.com/speedy for your free speed test. That's wpengine.com/speedy. This is Love Your Work. This show will help you define and achieve your own version of success. I'm David Cadvey, and I'm a best-selling author, a bootstrap entrepreneur, and an award-winning designer. I've built a business and a lifestyle that fits my values, and I want to help you do the same. So every Thursday, I bring you a new episode of Love Your Work. I seek out one-of-a-kind entrepreneurs and creators that break away from the pack, and I dissect their unique paths and pull out the lessons you can use for your own journey. So learn how you can turn challenges into opportunities, how you can cut out the noise to focus, and how you can find the clues that will lead you to your calling. So check out Paul Bennett on episode 15. He sailed around the world while running his business. Or Elise Bauer on episode 33. She bounced back from an illness to build a food blogging empire. And don't miss Jason Fried on episode 1 and former AOL CEO Steve Case on episode 25. And I also bring on experts who will help you be more productive, creative, and healthier. So check out neuroscientist John Cunios on episode 8, Ryan Holiday on episode 31, and Dr. Terry Walls on episode 35. This week, I share with you a story of failure. I know everyone seems to be obsessed with failure lately, and I always thought it was kind of strange. I didn't usually look at things as failures, but really as lessons learned. But in this case, I really tried for something. I really thought I was going to succeed, and I really failed, or at least I certainly felt like it. And in actuality, it could just be another lesson learned and another step on the path towards meeting my goal, and hopefully that's what it is. This is an article that originally appeared on Medium. You can follow me on Medium at cadvey.net/medium. This episode is brought to you by Treehouse. Take your career to the next level and learn from over 1,000 videos created by expert teachers on web design, coding, business, and much more. Claim your 14-day free trial at cadvey.net/treehouse. I'm a best-selling author, and I failed to get a book deal. Or, I spent 3 months in a cave, and all I got was this lousy rejection letter. For the first 3 months of 2016, I spent every day writing a book proposal. Even though I'm a best-selling author, top 20 on all of Amazon, I failed to get a book deal. Traditional publishing works like this. Write a book proposal, get an agent, the agent pitches publishers, and you get a book deal. Then you get money to live while you write your book. Coming into this, I was surprisingly unfamiliar with how all this works. My first book deal was simple. I wrote some stuff that got popular, and I got a book deal. Why don't you self-publish, people might ask. Once I was in Singapore, and I met a guy who said, "Hey, I bought your book at the store down the street in Singapore." A few months later, a friend in Warsaw sent me a picture of the Polish version of my book sitting in a bookstore window. That's one reason why I like traditional publishing. Publishers not only manage interior and cover design, editing, proofreading, distribution, and foreign language rights, they also get your book in front of more people. I'm still not dead set on the traditional route, but I was curious. The process of writing for formal proposal forced me to really think through my book as a product. What was it about? Who would buy it? How would I find them? It's part of my sophomore slump mitigation plan. Because my first book was successful, it's easy to fool myself into thinking whatever idea I come up with will be good enough for thousands of people to pay money for it. Even if you self-publish, especially if you self-publish, you mustn't fool yourself. People don't treat their money that way. So, I bought a really great course and ebook that explained the agent searching, proposal writing, and query pitch process. I hired two different professionals to provide feedback on my proposal. One was $1,000 for 1 hour, and it was worth it. And I bought a publisher's marketplace membership and tracked down agents who might like my book. Starting with the first hour rule, I wrote the book proposal, a roughly 16,000 word business plan for the book, and I used my now robust network to get introductions to great agents. All of the agents passed, and based upon their feedback, I understand why. The book idea still isn't ready for prime time. I don't really think of it as a failure, which could just be my ego protecting itself. There are many successes within this failure. Agents actually read my proposal, for example. I learned a lot in the process, and it's far from over. I spent those 3 months writing, researching, and thinking without publishing a thing publicly. In the past couple of months, I've been publicly riffing on some of the ideas within the book, publishing a 500-word article every day on Medium. Indeed, much of it has fallen flat, but I'm getting better at expressing some of those ideas in appealing ways. When we hear stories of success, it sounds easy and swift, but even those of us who have been successful in the past are always searching through the fog of ego and past success for the mysterious formula for doing it again. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by Audible, and they'd like to give you a free audiobook. Choose from over 180,000 audiobooks on any subject you can imagine. Just go to caddy.net/audible to claim your free audiobook. So there you have it. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, you'll definitely fail to meet a goal from time to time. Sometimes it's really just a bump along the way. And the best you can do is try to keep a clear head and learn from it. For more on staying humble and learning from setbacks, check out Ryan Holiday on episode 31. He wrote a book called Ego is the Enemy. And before I go, I've got to ask, do you like books? If you do, sign up for my book recommendations. About 90% will be nonfiction on subjects spanning from biographies to neuroscience. Just go to caddy.net/reading and get the first set of recommendations right away. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is CNU, performed by The Album Leaf, courtesy of Sub Pop Records. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.